This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh boy, Kanye, it's not working out for him. His futuristic community.
What do you
forget
mean?
Forget about it. Don't you remember how he was going to build all these domes?
Oh yeah.
Remember, and it was going to be awesome. Well, I guess that's no longer.
Oh no.
Because he bought all that land in Wyoming. He bought like $14 million worth of land. And he was like, I'm going to build this futuristic community. It's going to be awesome.
Gibbon said he was going to reinvent the Mitchell Park domes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, those dome-shaped structures have already been destroyed in Calabasas. So
oh,
they ain't
man.
Happening in Wyoming either. He had all these prototypes torn down. A week to spare.
Come
and he tore
on.
Them down. He had a September 15th deadline.
How much money he wasted on all that? Did you say how much money he wasted on all that?
I don't know. Probably millions, right?
Probably millions to buy
no,
to build
sure.
domes, yes.
I don't have a number here, but I'd say millions.
It
to
wasn't
build.
An effective means of living because you have so much empty space.
Well,
unless you build
all the
like
neighbors
levels.
Are pissed because he made all this noise building and now he's tearing everything down.
Yeah.
So they're not even. How do you even say this? Egalitarian community? That's what it's called?
That sounds like...
It's his vision.
Yes.
I don't know if I should have Googled what the hell that means.
Kanye's vision. Because he bought 16 acres of land in Calabasas, which is like the most expensive real estate ever.
Relating to or believing in the principle that all people are equal and deserve equal rights and opportunities. All right. He
but
had
he
what
says
he was
he's
well
Jesus.
In, he was
so
well,
why does he say he thinks everybody deserves?
He right? was well intended. Some of the most horrifying things in life were built on the best of intentions. But
oh, man.
Well, everything's starting over from scratch in Calabasas and Wyoming, everywhere. No dome community.
Dome, sweet dome is not
oh,
happening.
Man.
The fact that you want to like isolate and make your own community in the first place is weird. That's when you get all psycho on me.
Doesn't
you know?
Sound cultish at all.
Not
He's starting his own church. Why are you surprised?
Anya.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning. Good morning. Do you have good news to start the day? We're going to start with Allie because she's back.
Yes.
I do have good news. I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
I got some cream for my rash.
Ooh.
So go ahead and make fun of me all you want.
You got a rash.
I got a bad rash on my leg.
You don't know what it came from?
I know exactly what it came from. I went to the doctor. And I don't really want to talk about it, but you're going to force me to. I don't have an STD or anything.
Well.
It's not like I want to share it.
Okay, well then don't share it.
I'll tell you at 7:30 because I clearly have to. I see rash decisions on the day I'm sheet.
You made a rash decision yesterday.
God.
You didn't come into work because of a rash.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you about the rash on my thigh.
Oh, good.
Tell you in detail.
I want to find out how it happened. Did it like a deer
no,
lick you
don't.
Or something? Yeah, I do.
Did a deer lick you or something?
Were you encountered with any wild animals? I don't know. I don't know.
Crazy.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is we got a new bedroom dresser at Casa de Gibbons.
Did you?
So my clothes are no longer in like totes where they've been for a year. I actually put my clothes away.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
From my girlfriend's parents' basement. We just haven't been able to get somebody to, we haven't been able to get the truck and the personnel to move it. So we were able to do that over the weekend.
Nice.
Got us a dresser now. Clothes no longer in totes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My good news is that in all of the mail that I got yesterday, I found out I got a check, a random check.
Oh.
For $400.
Why are you sitting so low? I have to ask, dude.
Nobody can see me.
Look
that doesn't
at me.
Matter.
I'm standing up, and I'm still like on my tippy toes trying to see the damn guy. Like, why are you so low?
I'm
sorry.
Sitting
I had
down.
To ask in the middle of the convo. It was driving me nuts.
I get a random check from that settlement that I got from
more.
My school a long time ago. Another $400 that they sent me. It's crazy. It's good news, right?
Are you on your knees?
Nobody can see me. We're on
I
the radio. Nobody
Jeez.
Can see
I
me.
I want to see you.
I know. But
I'm
you're
talking
looking...
to you.
Okay. That's my good news, though. Free
what,
money.
What happened?
Oh, God.
I got a $400 check, and I'm sitting low in my chair. Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Stephen Avery's defense attorney announced a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah?
Finally found out what it was, you guys.
I can't even see the
All
guy.
All right, I will stand up.
I can't even.
Finally announced.
Literally, it's like looking at this while he's talking. How do I take you seriously? I'm
Nobody
sorry.
Can see us. We're on the radio. Jesus Christ.
It's like I'm talking about me and you.
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
I want to stand on the chair. I'm going to be obnoxious.
Oh,
now.
Jesus.
Stephen Avery's defense attorney has announced now. I think I'm standing on top
oh,
of everything now.
Oh, God.
A $100,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of the real killer of Teresa Halba.
Arrest okay. and conviction?
Yes, is what it says. Oh. And that's just, this is coming from some private party that's funding this $100,000.
If somebody was going to talk by now, they would have talked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
What this says to me is, I don't have any evidence, so if you have evidence, bring it forward. Or if you did this, why don't you come clean?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of like, we know we're in an area where money talks, where nobody has any money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Manitowoc, let's be real. The people that we're looking for probably could use the money.
Is $100,000 going to do it?
Yeah, for some people.
Absolutely.
If I knew who did it and I was poor, hell yes.
$100,000
I would totally turn somebody in.
No
doubt.
Are you
kidding me?
No doubt.
If it was like Jim down the street, I'd be like, Jim down the street did it. I'd make things up.
You know what, though? If I knew who did it and didn't confess, and I wouldn't be able to live with myself. You know, money aside.
Yeah.
Just, if I knew, I'd just me. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Right. Plus, I would always wonder about repercussions. Was I now obstructing justice because I knew all this time and haven't said anything until now? Is that person going to get in trouble? Wouldn't you? I would think so, but I don't know. But it wasn't what we thought it was yesterday. I thought there was going to be a line of Stephen Avery action figures they were going to sell and donate to charity for the Halbach family or something. But that didn't happen. Nothing like that at all.
Wouldn't be awesome.
No, would not at all.
No.
But the $100,000 reward is now out there. That's what she said. Kathleen Zellner is the defense attorney's name. So if you know anything, maybe now you'll say something.
What if $100,000 leaves Stephen Avery to go, you know what? I need the $100,000. I did it. I need the $100,000. My attorney's fees are too much.
What if we just tweet a picture of Stephen Avery and said, he did it. Here you go. He's already in jail for it. There you go. Where's my money?
Oh, my God.
So that's what the big announcement was yesterday, if you missed it.
Doom, doom, doom.
The more you know.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. What up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Chance the Rapper had to pull his tour. He's not coming to Milwaukee now.
Oh, no.
Supposed to be coming to Milwaukee very soon. Well, now he is coming. He's just not coming until the winter, basically.
What's going on?
They had a baby. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Him and his woman had a baby, and it's their second child. And so they had a little girl, him and his wife, Kirsten.
Oh.
And they welcomed their second daughter, Marley, into the world. And so he decided he was going to not go back out on tour. He's going to do family things. So they have rescheduled the Chance the Rapper show in Milwaukee for February 24th, 2020. So. Not going to be here in the fall. He will be here basically in the winter in February. So all the tickets will be honored, and they'll even give you a refund. But he said, I'm taking care of my family. I apologize because I know how many people were counting on seeing me soon. But I hope you'll understand and forgive me in time. Hey, it's fine. You had a kid.
How dare you be a good father? Be there for your kids.
Yeah. I mean, but however,
set an example for the community.
How did we not plan this out a little earlier? I mean, we knew the baby. We had 9 months to know the baby was coming. That's what I'm a little confused by. Like, why is the tour planned?
This, I think, is like when Cardi B was about to have a baby, had a whole tour planned, and she was like, I'm just gonna be able to
do it.
I can bounce back really quick, no big deal. And now Chance is like, wow, this is the baby. I want to stay with the little baby.
Well, yeah, he's like, I already have money.
Yeah.
I could take months off. I don't have to work and still spend time with my family.
Little baby.
He was at the Kanye church service this weekend.
Yes, he was.
Chicago.
Kanye was crying while Chance the Rapper was talking. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What moving, the hell? Man.
It was moving.
What was moving?
Chance
the
Rapper.
Weirdos, they are so weird. I could go in a room. Would I make you cry if I started preaching, Gibbons? You'd start laughing at me.
Hey,
you'd
if you're
be
feeling
like,
it, man.
Are you crazy?
If I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the vibe, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't take Kanye seriously when it comes to that kind of stuff.
When
why
he
not?
Went out there and did Jesus Walks,
why
it was
not?
Great.
Yeah, why not?
Because he's always crying and sinning on church services. The guy's cuckoo in my mind.
Oh, Kanye.
I'd be like, Chance stop crying at my service. You're actually giving me less credibility, Kanye.
Hey,
like,
man, he's feeling up. It. He's feeling himself. He's in his feelings.
Feeling the vibe.
He's always in his feelings. That's the problem.
Jesus saves us all. Jesus shall save us.
And he's always stealing the thunder. See, we're off Chance the Rapper now. We're back on Kanye.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Chance the Rapper rescheduled for what again? February 24th, you
yes,
said?
Yes, at the Pfizer. And all that's on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I thought you've lost it on your neighbor before.
I've come close to it. I've like been direct with her, but I've never full-blown like gotten my loud voice, leave me alone, lady, piss off.
Is this like your duplex neighbor?
Yes.
Oh.
The one that lives downstairs?
The one that lives downstairs,
right.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
She has asked me to do handyman work, countless times I've told her no.
She's not the landlord.
No, she's not the landlord.
She's just some lady that lives there that asks you to do stuff for her. Okay, just clarifying.
She has critiqued the way I've taken out the trash every week. Mm-hmm. She's asked me to do handyman work. I've told her I'm not the handyman. And I've always been just direct but not loud, like, screw you, lady, until this past weekend. Dude, I was so pissed. I'm mowing the lawn, which I, A, hate doing.
You
B,
do?
I don't get money. I kind of enjoy it, but I don't get money off the rent, okay?
No.
I'm doing it because it's in my lease, so I do it, right?
Yeah.
I get started, and I'm 5 minutes into it. I got my headphones on. I'm kind of vibing, and my neighbor lady comes out. She waves her arms, so I turn the lawnmower off. Hey, what's up? Oh, I just wanted to make sure that before you mow, you're going to move the gutter drain. But you already did that. So, okay, I go, all right, I start the lawnmower back up, right? Then she pulls up a chair, and she's sitting outside just staring at me.
On the porch like people in Jersey do, right?
Yep.
Sitting on the porch staring at you.
Staring at me while I'm doing the lawn work, right?
It's a great place to sit.
I get about a...
She's got entertainment now, Gibbons.
I get a third of the way through the yard, and I see her arms go up again. Yes. Yeah. How can I help you? Make sure you don't hit the drain that's in the yard, because this drain that's in the yard will screw up the lawnmower. Yeah, I know. This is like my seventh time doing the lawn this summer. Like, I know not to do. Okay, so then I go back to work. I'm 10 minutes after that. Arms go up. She walks over to me with hedge clippers. I'm in the middle of doing the lawn. And she comes over with hedge clippers and goes, if you have a minute, can you help me clip these hedges here? I went, no, I don't have a minute. That's not my duty. I'm here mowing the lawn, and I'm going to mow the lawn, and that'll be it. You're not going to help me with these hedges?
No.
No! I'm not going to help you with the hedges. I'm mowing the lawn. I'm going to do the lawn, and that's it. A third time, she looks at me. Hedges. You're really not going to help. I stopped the lawnmower. I put it down. I go, lady, screw you, okay? I'm tired of you giving me this crap for a year now. You want me to do all your handiwork? I'm not doing it. I'm mowing the lawn, and that's it.
So what did she say?
You're really not going to help. And that is when I walked inside. I said, you can mow the lawn. You can do the hedges. I'm going inside.
And she's like, no, you can mow the lawn, but I'll do the hedges.
Swear to God, I left it there. I walk inside. 20 minutes later, my landlord calls me.
How old is she?
She's in her early 60s, but she plays the old lady role, but she's not an old lady.
I don't know. Using hedge trimmers isn't that hard. Let's be real. They're gigantic. Even a child could use them.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
So my landlord calls and goes, did you yell at the neighbor lady? I went, yeah, I yelled at the neighbor lady. She asked me to clip the hedges.
The principal's calling to get in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The landlord,
you're damn right,
did you
I
yell
did.
At the neighbor?
She wouldn't leave me alone.
She wouldn't let me mow the damn lawn. He goes, well, I want you to know, I told her to leave you alone. I've told her repeatedly to leave you alone. If she keeps up with this crap, you say whatever you need to say to get her to leave you alone. And I said, thank God.
Good.
Because I thought the principal, I thought he was going to call and be like, you're in big trouble.
He gave you the green light.
I was like, thank freaking God. Because this lady has been on my last nerve for 9 months of the last year we've lived there.
Yeah, but that's you got to manage that too, you know.
Oh,
that's you being way too nice to people, offering to do way too much, and now being stuck in the situation where the neighbor is expecting you to do
right,
it all the
but
time.
Can but can you blame him, though? Because he lives next to the woman, so he wants to be cordial to an extent.
If my neighbor asked me to do thing after thing after thing after a while, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
And that's exactly the first. Like, I didn't know it was going to be a trend. Like, the first time she asked me to help her move her laundry basket or whatever, I'm like, oh, sure. Help me pull a weed. Okay, sure. But then it's when you're critiquing me the way I take the garbage out and then I can't mow the freaking lawn that I'm not getting paid for because you keep bitching and moaning. I'm getting worked up.
Sharing space with somebody. Duplex, no thank you, man. Duplex ain't for me, but it's for Gibbons, apparently.
Yes. Oh, God.
Get her evicted and then move into the downstairs.
Dude, we're trying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
No more cash. Can't pay with cash anymore. That's what some people are saying. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's
what
Riggs and Allie.
Why?
Some people are going completely cashless, some restaurants and businesses, and this started in Jersey, where Gibbons is from.
What did they do over in Jersey now?
Because this guy runs a local coffee shop, and he was doing no cash. He was doing cards only, or like Apple Pay or Samsung Pay. He was like, that's it. And he said if someone came in and they paid with cash, he was telling the employees to pocket the cash and then use their credit card to do the transaction with cash. which is weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because... But, oh, go ahead.
The thing is, I guess there's a large portion of Americans who still don't have a bank account or access to a credit card or debit card or a photo ID. So they're leaving out a whole bunch of people that are still paying with cash. Are you... Do you... Allie hates cash.
I actually go the other way. If you say cash only, I'm out because I probably don't have cash. I've been in businesses where it's cash only. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
A pizza place, I was like, I can't even buy anything because I don't have cash.
I've been to cash only. I haven't been in non-cash places. Isn't that strange?
Because a lot of places will do cash only or not do certain credit cards because that establishment is charged a fee for using the credit card services. So
American Express is big with that one because some people won't take it because they charge a bigger fee.
Did you see millennials, something like 1 in 5 or something have never, or maybe it's they haven't been in banks. They've never been in a bank.
Yeah.
Really?
Why would you need to go to a bank
anymore?
New intern,
have you been in a bank?
Yeah.
Thank God.
She has. Yeah.
You say, like, of course, but why would a teenager be in a bank? Think about it. Like, you know what I mean? We used to go in with our parents.
Yes.
Nobody goes in. That's my point. Like, they don't go into banks anymore. What would you go into a bank for unless you set up your account?
You can set up an account online now. You can do all
that
online.
That's what I mean.
All
guys,
that.
So they haven't even been in banks. Isn't that funny?
I'm getting feels right now, and I'm literally getting chills. One of my favorite activities from childhood, I just, in this moment, realized.
The lollipop at the bank?
Yes. And the kids these days will never get to experience that.
The double loop?
I have to go into my bank. My kids always say, do they have lollipops today? And I go, probably.
Okay, so some kids still have them.
They have dog biscuits too for my dog. They'll give Samson a treat when we roll through our drive-thru.
I only go in if I have to. I mean, I don't.
Right.
It's because I like my debit card got frauded or something. That's the only reason I'm going in.
I only went in because the ATM was broken.
I have to go in every other week to get my rent because I can only pull out X amount from my ATM in a day, and I just go in there and withdraw. And this is all coming to me right now. Yeah. I've never once seen a kid in a bank since I've been an adult. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And all of this.
That's my point.
I don't know. Text to 71037. I'd like to know. Do you prefer to pay with cash or credit card or as Apple Pay or Samsung Pay or something?
I can't see my kids having cash in 20 years. I just can't. It's going to be electronic.
I'm old school. I always like to have a little bit of cash on me, at least $20 at all times. I don't right now.
You grew up in the freaking 80s. I'm talking about these kids now. Uh-huh. They're not going to have cash.
In my pocket is $40 of oh crap money.
I mean, we Uber. Yes. We don't even take like taxis like we would have 15 years ago. Oh, like, everything is electronic.
You can even Venmo people money now. I don't have to give you cash. If I go buy you lunch, I can Venmo you. There's no cash exchange.
Love Venmo.
Get off my lawn, damn kids.
Plus, with cash, you got to count it at the end of the night. You got to have somebody come and get it. There's got to be extra security. So this isn't happening yet, but it's a big conversation people are having about no more cash.
It is a thing that people don't have accounts, and like, there's a lot of poor people out there. Like, they take a lot for granted.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's people that don't have internet, don't have bank accounts, don't have a lot of things.
I don't trust the government with my money. I'm not going to open a bank account.
Perfect example. Owen says, why is there a city bus in West Dallas? I go, because people don't all have cars.
Yeah.
Some people go to work every day on the bus, even if they have to take it downtown. Like, that's the world.
Yeah.
You spoiled brat. Literally was the conversation.
And once again, get off my lawn, you damn kids.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Sorry, when your son is 15, he doesn't want to be online anymore. Maybe I'll deal with this with Owen and Hudson, let me tell you. Because Kate Hudson has a 15-year-old, people.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Ryder. Remember little baby Ryder? Ryder's 15 now.
Jeez.
So, yeah, and she's 40. Damn, she looks good.
Yeah, she looks damn good.
Forget we're the same age. Anyway, she shared a video on Saturday of her whole family wishing her brother, Oliver Hudson, hot. Oh. Oliver Hudson is so hot, her brother.
Yeah.
A happy birthday. And then her 15-year-old was not a fan of it because she went and posted it online. He's like, you didn't get permission to post that online.
Oh.
Don't mess with the kids. They know the internet rules these days.
I'm under 18, Mom. You got to have my consent.
He even said, Mom, you didn't ask if you could post this. You have to ask people when you post videos of them alone.
Yeah.
What did she say? Shut up, I'm your mom. I'll do what I want.
She might as well, yeah. He put a cry face laughing emoji after he wrote that. Mom, you didn't ask if you could post this. But yeah, she put up this video of all of her big family and wishing him happy birthday. I think that's funny that her 15-year-old's like, stop posting about me, Mom.
Right? If you're going to post, you better pay. Ugh.
Yeah, seriously. I wouldn't want my parents posting stuff of me, even if they were famous.
I don't know.
Especially, when they're your parents, they're not cool.
And especially not if they're famous. He probably wants to go to school and just be Oliver, you know, just be a dude in school. And then his mom's Kate Free and Hudson posting
all over. You're not even in movies anymore, Mom. You just make yoga pants. Come on. That's all you do.
Owen even said, or no, did Hudson, my 5 or 6-year-old, oh, geez, said something like, are people nice to me because you're on the radio? I said, oh, my God. I said, well, sometimes. Yeah. I said, not always, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, your friends at school don't know, so they're fine.
Yet.
Some nice, genuine folk, yes.
Oh, they're going to be mortified, just like Kate Hudson's son.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, when they're like middle school, they're going to be like, don't ever talk about us.
Leave me
or
alone.
Or say a word about us.
Mom, you can't talk about that. I peed my pants last night. Don't talk about
God,
that.
Mom, jeez.
So we hit puberty. They would die.
Owen's voice is cracking.
Mom.
Oh, God.
Owen will be like, I want to go to private school far away.
No.
Put me out of here.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I was not here yesterday because I woke up and I started getting ready. And as I was getting ready, I realized that I couldn't stop scratching my thighs. And I knew that there was something going on my thighs. And
itching
I
it.
Knew that stop if I sat it. Here all morning the way the studio is set up and itched my thigh, it was going to look like I was itching my you-know-what.
Your junk area?
So.
Was it the outside or the inside? Because it looks like it. Is it everywhere?
What do you mean?
It looks like are you scratching the outside of your thigh or like the inside? Or is it all over your leg?
No. Here's what the deal is. I literally have this rash on my thighs.
Yeah.
Both thighs, same spot, nowhere near anything, you know, private.
Right.
But close to something private because it's almost
nowhere
like,
near, but close to.
It's like your bikini line, okay? But it's not near it. But it's only that. It almost looks like a razor burn, okay?
So is it there are bumps and stuff like that as well?
Look, all I know is it's itchy and there's something weird going on. So I spent all morning going like this and everybody thinks I'm itching my crotch.
From my vantage point, it looks like
thank
that.
Thank you.
It
and I could have come to work like that.
And I'd have been like, what
I never would have heard the end of it.
No.
Plus, I wanted to know what was wrong.
What's wrong?
Before you reveal what's wrong, are these the same, like, identical marks? Like, same size, everything?
It's just like a little rash. It's not even a big area. It's like not even bigger than a size of, like, a slice of pizza.
That's what I was looking for. Okay.
It's not even that big. But it's on both sides, right at the bikini line.
What the hell?
I go in there, I go to urgent care yesterday, I go, I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop itching. Nothing's going wrong in any other areas.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really itchy on my thigh in these two spots. It looks like I have razor burn, but I don't. Like, it looks like chafing almost, but that goes away. You know, like when you go swimming.
Yes.
And you wear your swimsuit too long. And then you get a rash. That's what it looks like, and that's what it feels like. But those things go away after like an hour or two.
Yeah.
This has been there for 2 days.
Oh my God.
And I haven't been getting it on, just for the record, because Pottery Guy's been with his kid. So it's not even like I'm like, you know, screwing with the area here, people. So I go in there and she goes, well, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, what is it?
What
is
you
itching my thigh.
What the hell did she think it was going to be?
I don't know what I thought. I thought, I didn't know. I said, do I have an infection of the skin? Like, did I like use a razor 4 days ago? I said, I had a new razor.
Have you changed your detergent or anything? Like your clothes?
I looked maybe to make sure Nancy didn't do anything when I was in town, because sometimes my mom will go buy a new type of detergent.
Yeah.
I went and looked. No, same stuff. I looked. There's literally nothing that would make any sense. So she goes, I think you have a yeast infection on your skin.
That can happen?
Yes, it happens in armpits. It happens in anywhere where there's like, you know, like moisture. And so I go, I'm sorry, huh? I have a yeast infection on my thigh?
What?
How am I even going to go to work tomorrow and tell people, see, look at Gibbons is waiting to make fun of me.
No, I
and
swear to
God. And then the pottery guy wants to know, when can we get it on again? I go, not for a while, buddy.
I swear to God, I am learning right now.
Well, I had too.
You
I
can
thought
get
you could only
yeast
get that
infections
in
any place with moisture. So Yeah, no, no, no. I've had like the girl yeast infection.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I've never had one on my actual skin.
You get that from making out with a Pillsbury Doughboy, right?
I guess. I don't know. So then this morning I started looking. I thought, I'm like, because she gave me this prescription cream. So I just put it on my thigh.
Yeah.
And it's literally right on my bikini line. And right now I'm wanting to itch it because I'm thinking about
don't
it. And
it.
It's making You're me doing, crazy.
Don't itch. You're doing a good job. I haven't seen you itch it all this morning until just now.
So I put the cream on. I do it twice a day and then it'll be gone soon. But I said, I can't believe I'm this
freaking.
Texted
I'm
in. So mortified. I even have to say this on the air. A yeast infection on my thigh? What does that even mean?
Somebody said it's from his beard.
It could be.
It could be. I knew somebody was going to say that, you sickos.
I would just like to say, on the record, Allie.
It's not from his beard, but I'm not going to get into detail why.
This is something that Allie and I have.
I got an IUD, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. What?
Something that you and I have in common.
What, yeast infections on our skin?
No, we've both gone into urgent care and gone, what's this weird rash? And they've said, just take this cream for a couple of days and you'll be fine.
Just leave. Take this cream and go away.
Just go.
What did you have?
You don't want to know what I had.
You had a cream?
Something.
Dude, she's talking about her rash and scratching her crotch. You got to talk about your rash now. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I had a little gonorrhea way back in the day, and they said there's a cream and a salve for that.
I thought you meant today.
No, not today.
Oh, this is years ago.
I don't have gonorrhea. Okay. But I did start to wonder, and I'm literally looking down my pants right now. Like, I stood up when I was buttoning up my jeans and, like, looking. I thought, I wonder if I have any, like, skin because I've lost so much weight. Like, skin almost, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people always ask me, do you have skin? I'm like, I do. That's why I'm at the gym.
But I'm so curious about this.
I don't know. It could be. It's hard to explain without being vulgar or getting too graphic on the radio.
We'll do it
on our social media afterwards.
I have a vision.
Let me look at my crotch. Hold on.
I have a vision in my head of what it is, Riggs. And it's terrible. And I want to match it up, but I can't ask Allie to take her pants off. I don't really want to see it
right now, but you'd see my underwear.
Would it weird you out? Because I want to know.
And then you can see the skin thing I'm talking about.
Okay, Gibbons, Riggs, still look.
Are you serious?
I'm honestly curious.
I'm on sexy underwear because, hello, I'm a mom, and it's Tuesday, and I'm not getting
any
today.
I don't want to look at
you
this.
You don't have to look. I'm just out of curiosity.
Why are you so curious? Okay. Don't look then, Riggs.
Yeah, what the?
No, I'm not going to look at this. She's walking over like, I'm button.
You see it right there?
You know what? Okay, Allie.
Do you see it?
Yes.
I'm showing him my crotch right now, and it doesn't go past my bikini line.
I signed paperwork saying we wouldn't do stuff like this.
Can I put my pants back on?
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Showed him everything.
My hand to God. That helped. That helped so much.
Now do you see what's going on? It looks like a razor burn, does it not?
That gave me goosebumps, okay?
What? Because looking at her crotch gave you goosebumps?
I figured it out.
What?
I really think whoever said it's Pottery Guy's beard is right.
It is not his beard.
It's right in that position where when you're...
I know what you're thinking, but no.
It was not
it's
there.
It's not from that.
It was not down there.
You got to show Riggs. Riggs, you have to see it.
No.
Riggs, you have to see it.
No, I'm not going
to
be peer pressured.
No. My pants off to show him.
Take your word for it, all right? I'm not going to look down my sister's pants.
It's not from the beard.
No. It looks like it, though.
Everyone said, this is escalating quickly.
Somebody said, this is not what I want to hear on my drive to work. Yet here you are, listening and texting.
Would you rather be a yeast infection or his beard?
A yeast infection, so none of you know what's going on in my bedroom, you weirdo.
You tell us every day. We already know.
Look, I got cream. I've never had... Whatever. Leave me alone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. It's time for Hell to the No.
No, no. To the no, no.
I'm going to take back the last break.
You cannot. It's now officially.
Still embarrassed.
It's now officially in the cosmos. What are you
welcome.
About?
I bare my soul to you people every day, and I have for the past 15 years.
You're
God, am I a lunatic?
No, you're real, damn it, and people appreciate that. So shut up.
Do you know how many people are out there? How many people are out there with yeast infections on their crotches that are now itching and going? You know what? Allie has it too.
I don't have it in my crotch.
Allie,
leave me alone.
It's on your thigh. Allie has one too. I can scratch all I want.
Oh my God.
Look at me.
Hey, she got a cream. She's good to go.
She's got a salve and a cream. 414-799-1037. Or you can just send us a text to 71037. Do you have a hell to the gnaw, Gibbons?
Oh, dude. Okay, I have two.
Okay.
I got kicked in the butt by karma twice yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's yesterday morning, 4 a.m. I take the dogs, Killer and Timber, out for a walk like I do every morning, right? And Killer's going duty. I reach in my pocket and realize, oh, no. I forgot a poop bag. And I am very diligent when it comes to cleaning up dog poop, right?
Yeah, because you like to shame the people that don't.
Exactly. And he happened to poop on a sidewalk. Now I'm like, oh my God, there's sidewalk poop that I can't clean up. I can't clean it up. Oh God, what do I do, right? I get done work. I'm walking killer. I'm walking timber. I'm on my phone, not paying attention. Step in the poop. But wait, there's
more. It's like
the
one time I spit my gum out and then stepped in it. That's a true story.
Mm-hmm. So because I have the attention span of an ant, I step in it and I go, oh man, that sucks. Crap. And I go back on the walk and I'm on my phone again. I get home. I'm walking through the house. I take about 3 laps around the house and I realize, oh no, I'm wearing the crap shoes.
Jeez, Gibbons, and don't be stupid, you moron.
I tracked duty all over the house. All over that. So on a Monday, I spent my entire day cleaning up dog crap that I tracked in the house because I'm a dum-dum.
Would have been killer clean it up. It's your poop, you clean it up.
Eat it. We got text 71037. Somebody said it took me 25 minutes to go from Highway 100 in Oklahoma to Highway 100 in Lincoln.
Oh, God.
Wait, how long?
25 minutes.
Those are only like...
It's a couple exits apart. Yeah.
It's on Highway 100, though.
Yeah,
on Highway 100.
That's like a half mile. Yeah.
It's not even. I mean, it's insane. Oklahoma to Lincoln is 2 stoplights.
Yes. Highway 100 is an S show, man.
You pass Cleveland, you pass National, Lincoln. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
That's bad.
Seriously.
That is a hell to the neck.
I would have been screaming.
Oh, somebody said, Allie, slap it, don't scratch it.
That actually is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Slap it, don't scratch
See?
It.
So now she's slapping her.
Slapping the base.
It looks like you're slapping something else.
It's the same way when I'm itching.
Oh, my God. When you're violently slapping, it's a little different.
Somebody said the lights at National and Lincoln are out. They're trying to get work done, and it ain't happening. Oh, boy.
The traffic lights are, because when I go at that intersection on my way to work, and it was fine at 4:30 this morning.
Well, that was also 4 hours ago.
That's true.
Just
leaving the, I had a hell to know I left the oil change place yesterday because my car was a little low on oil.
Oh, God.
And as I'm leaving, you know those little pads they put on the side of your car to kind of lean over and do the cleaning? So they don't scratch your car. It's just a little pad they put on the side.
I've never seen this. But
I don't
okay.
either.
You know why? Because they remove it.
I don't go to places like that.
Allie, you don't see it because they remove it. But they didn't remove it from my car, so I drove off, and this thing comes flapping up onto my windshield.
Oh, Jesus.
And I realize this as I'm driving away, and I see them running out from the Mr. Car Wash. They were like, wait, sorry. It was an accident. I was like, I know, but it scared the crap out of me.
Jeez, man.
Guy 3 on the line is high. Sorry. Our bad.
Right?
Oh, man.
You can always text us, 71037. We'll read your text or we'll answer your calls to 799-1037.
Damn, Jim. He's always stoned on the job.
Damn it. God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
How are you living your best life, man? Can I start real quick? It's not me. It's about somebody else. I've been wanting to talk about this kid all morning.
Okay.
Seven-year-old kid in the Carolinas. Name's Jermaine Bell. Saving up his money for a trip to Disney World, right?
Yeah.
Staying with his grandma in South Carolina. Then Hurricane Dorian hits. And hits a whole bunch of people in the Carolinas.
Not good.
He takes his money that he's saved up for a trip to Disney World. Uses that money to buy food for evacuees so these people that don't have anything can now eat and be a little bit safer with the money that he saved up for his Disney trip. That's living your best life. Yeah. That's good karma.
Whoa.
That's actually witnessing what's going on, not living in Wisconsin like us, pretending like it's not happening and people have nothing.
Look up that story. There's got to be a follow-up that he has to get a hook
out. I'm sure Disneyland is going to send him there. Let's be real.
It's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Disney found out about it, and they hooked up a kid with a free trip to Disney World because he did that.
That's
an awesome
gesture.
And he's being raised right, by the way. Because you can see he's aware of what's going on around him. He's not just obsessed with himself and going to Disney World. He's like, wait a minute. These people need something. They had everything. Now they have nothing.
Yeah.
I have everything. Now they have everything they need now.
Aww.
And he knew it would come back full circle, so... That kid's living his best life, man.
Do you remember his first name?
His name is Jermaine Bell.
Jermaine 2020. That boy needs to be president.
Right?
That boy needs to be president.
The convention's here next summer.
He's six, Gibbons. His seventh birthday is coming up.
Hey, and he'll be the youngest president and the best, damn it.
And it wouldn't be legal either.
I know it wouldn't be. Let me fantasize about a child president. Gosh.
Are you living your best life?
I'm living my best life, y'all.
How are you living your best life?
This is the last day for the foreseeable future. We're going to have in like the mid-80s. It's all wet outside. I think I'm going to leave work today, throw on some old clothes, and go play in some mud. I feel like playing in some mud, some puddle stomping, just being a kid during the day today. I don't know why.
You want to live your best life?
Living my best life doing it.
Ruin your clothes? Go ahead, man.
Old clothes, man.
Freaking weirdos.
We're boys. We're boys.
Yeah,
come
we're boys.
On.
We like getting dirty. A woman thinks you're a weirdo. I can't wait to go jump in puddles. I cringe when my kids jump in puddles. That's like hell to the knock.
Glad
me,
I'm not your kid. Thank you very much.
I am too.
These young boys enjoy getting dirty, making you clean us up.
Yes.
Living your best life, I suppose.
Hey, as long as you're living your best life, that's all that matters.
Amen.
Are you living your best life over there, Allie?
I have an itch and a rash. What do you want?
Well, you got a cream. You're living your best life with a cream.
Okay,
damn
not
straight.
Really, no.
And you're not itching anymore.
Not until it's gone, I'm not living my best life till it's gone.
You don't itch. Pat it.
No,
smack
I patted it too hard.
Smack it.
Yeast infection!
You had gonorrhea! So shut up.
Gonorrhea!
Hey, you think you're talking about our best lives,
Gibbons? Good God.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Hey, I got a story from my vacation with my mother-in-law. How we wound up canceling a hotel the night that we showed up to the hotel.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? And what ensued afterwards? The calamity. I'll tell you. Next, KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I went to Switzerland for the past 10 days or so, came back over the weekend.
Yeah.
And you know, going into this, my mother-in-law was on the trip with us for the first probably 3 days of the trip, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And our plan was to meet up with her, and I had arranged an Airbnb in this little town called Montreux, Switzerland, all right? It was an Airbnb with two rooms, separate rooms. So my wife and I would have a room. She would have a room. It was an apartment. It was a nice apartment, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a living room, a kitchen. It was great. I arranged it all months in advance. And we get down to this little town, little Montreux, Switzerland, and it's a perfect location where it is, all right? It's right down on the strip of the city.
Ooh.
It's where everything's happening. All the restaurants are down there. All the bars are down there. It's right off the main street. Couple blocks from the lake, from Lake Geneva. This is a different Lake Geneva that's there.
Not our Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's another lake.
You're talking
there.
About foreign stuff. You know, people check out. Yeah. Get to the point. People can't even read the foreign news.
You're right. So I'm having trouble finding this place, first of all, because it's a foreign country. I have no idea where we're going.
Yikes.
And somehow the address this woman sent to me through the Airbnb app never showed up on my phone. She sent me the exact physical address. But when you book something at Airbnb, they only give you a general location because it's a safety thing. They don't want you just going to someone's house.
That makes sense.
I guess. So I'm trying to find out where it is. And I realized I'm going to have to call this woman, make an international phone call. So I call the woman. Her name's Maguette. And she speaks broken English, pretty good, but she's much more fluent in French, clearly, because we're in the French part of Switzerland.
So I was going to say, what do they even speak in Switzerland?
Well, there's a French part, there's a German part, and there's an Italian part, so it really depends on where you are in the country. It's very weird. It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother-in-law speaks fluent French, so I put her on the phone. I go, here, can you find out where she is? So my mother-in-law takes the phone, and she's on the phone for like 3 minutes with this woman, asking her all these questions in French. I have no idea what's going on. She hangs up the phone and she goes, I don't think this place is going to do. I don't think it's going to be right. And I go, excuse me? She goes, yeah. She says, it's right on the street and it's going to be too noisy for me. I'm not going to be able to sleep. It's going to be too much noise. And there's no air conditioning. I can't stay in this place.
This is what your mother-in-law tells you the woman with the Airbnb told her?
Yes. Because she was asking her questions about the location. Because it was right on a main street. And she didn't want to stay there. So she goes,
probably what your mother-in-law asked was, do you have air conditioning? There's no way somebody that rented it to you offered that up without you asking.
I did, and we knew it didn't have air conditioning. She knew that going into it.
Oh.
She wasn't happy with the location because it was going to be too loud. Because it was right on the street. So we find this place eventually. We walk up to this Airbnb, and it's a woman, very nice French woman. She's got a little daughter, and her husband is there that doesn't speak a word of English. And they're expecting just to show us around and then leave and let us stay there. Instead, they get assaulted by us coming in and saying, this is going to be too loud. We can't stay here. How do we cancel? And it turns into an hour-long discussion with this woman about where we might be able to stay, where we could go. Can I get my money back? I have to call Airbnb. I'm on the phone with them for 15 minutes trying to figure out if I can get my money back.
What
for this.
What time is this?
This is at like probably 5:15, 5:30 on a Friday night in a foreign country, canceling our Airbnb. So we now have nowhere to stay. Nowhere. Because we've canceled it. I'm like, we don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, my God.
So then what did you do?
All we have is a car. So my wife gets on her phone and starts looking around for hotels. We're calling around these little villages, trying to find a place that has an opening. We finally find one hotel that has one room where the three of us have to all room together.
Oh, even better.
So the first night that we're in this town, we cancel our Airbnb. We end up at this hotel, which is very nice, by the way. It ended up being a very cool hotel, which air conditioning way better than the Airbnb. But still, we're all staying in the same room together because it was too loud. And wouldn't you know it, this hotel also too loud.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, jeez. So then what?
So she's sleeping with her earplugs, and I go out and I just start getting hammered because I was like, we have a place to go. I'm just going to go down to the bar and start drinking.
I spent so much on this vacation. I can't wait to blow all my money on booze so I can check out.
I just wanted to go downstairs and just unwind. I'm like, I just want to relax and go downstairs and unwind. So I'm down at the bar. My mother-in-law comes downstairs and she wakes up. She comes down and talks
to
me.
You're like, take a hint.
She comes
down.
That's
what I would have
said. Stay in bed, damn it.
Take a hint. I'm drinking because of you.
She comes down and she's talking to us. And this is where she turns 100% on me. I did not see this coming and a light years away. She comes down and she waits for my wife to go to the bathroom and says to me, she goes, look, I'm really sorry that I'm causing such an inconvenience to you guys right now. And I go, excuse me? She goes, I can't imagine the rage that you're probably feeling inside right now. And I go, yeah,
so
you're pretty.
Know
yeah,
you're
pretty
you're still
right.
Doing it. Yeah. Wait. She was like, so many more questions now.
She was like, she goes, let's get through tonight. She goes, and what could you do if you could do anything right now? What would it be? I go, I want to go skydiving. I want to jump out of an airplane. She was like, you go do that tomorrow. She's like, if you don't go do that tomorrow, I'm gonna be upset with you. And I'm booking my own room tomorrow night. She ended up getting her own place. We had to find it for her, but she paid for her own place. We had to take her there. But then we ended up splitting off ways. But the fact that she was at least understanding and knew that she was being a pain was kind of a nice little change, wouldn't you agree?
I guess, yeah.
I'm trying to find the silver lining.
I guess this is an ad for how great his mother-in-law is in the end. I can't say anything bad. Like, what the hell,
exactly.
Dude?
Four words.
That's what I would have said through the damn thing.
Four words, Riggs.
Yes. Quit your bitching.
Oh, that's three.
That was three.
We told you so.
I knew this.
We
I knew
told
it would
you
happen.
This was going to happen.
I knew
we
it would happen.
We told you it was going to happen.
I knew there was going to be some sort of a snafu.
Oh.
Freaking out in a foreign country about having no place to stay. It ended up being okay in the end. But still, the moment of terror, being in a foreign country, not knowing where you're staying, is freaking you out, right?
Hell yeah.
That's why I would have kept where I had. Yeah. I wouldn't have canceled it and been like, guess I'll find something else.
Hey, man. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It all worked out in the end, though, kind of, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Hamilton. Allie's seen it before.
Yes. I went to Chicago.
You had to go down to Chicago to see it.
And I kept asking them at the Marcus Center, like, when are you going to get Hamilton? When are you going to get Hamilton? I got to see Hamilton.
And remember a couple of years ago when they were like, okay, it's coming in 2019, 2020. And you're like,
oh, that's too far. So far away. And now it's here, baby.
It's here.
It is such a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All rap, people. This is our speed. This is our lane. I can't even believe it's a rap about history.
Single tickets for Hamilton at Marcus Performing Arts Center. Going to be in town this October and November. Go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You can buy them in person. They're putting an eight ticket limit per person on everything. Tickets
are
between $80 to $199.
$80's not bad.
No.
I mean, you'd be up in the balcony, but even at the... Yeah. I've been up in the balcony for stuff there, and it's not bad at all.
They said they have a select number of premium seats available for $399 if you want to get super up close. And there's a lottery for 40 seats. For $10 seats for all performances.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Crap.
Whoa. Did you just say there's a lottery $10 seats?
There will be a lottery for 40 $10 seats for all performances.
For every show?
That's what it says right there, yeah.
I bet they're like random, non-sold, or like way back, but so
who
what?
Who gives a hoot, dude?
Because you could do that with the other... I mean, before we had Milwaukee, I'm glad we have Milwaukee now, you could put in for the Chicago lottery, but screw that. I'm moving to the Milwaukee one
You're
now.
You're damn right.
And then, because if you can't get tickets, because they're going to sell out. I mean, Hamilton is the best.
If you don't know, it's about Alexander Hamilton, who was like George Washington's right-hand man during the Revolutionary War, and Aaron Burr's in it, and he's kind of a jerk. I've heard a lot
Thanks,
of good
Mr.
things
Riggs.
About it.
Well, school literally is back in session today.
People may not know what it's about. I thought I'd give people a little synopsis.
It's what's-his-face rapping about history.
Yeah, but you're going to learn something in the process because it's historical.
Which is what's the coolest part about it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And tickets are on sale this morning, 10 a.m. All right? Get them. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, had to quit as her conservator. He could not be in charge of her anymore because he just got in trouble for allegedly abusing Britney's 13-year-old son. And who called the cops on him? Kevin Federline, of all people. So if you missed it last week, we talked about how Kevin Federline now has more custody than Britney. He has 70% of the time. Yeah, you missed this when you were in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Kevin's got the kids 70% of the time. Just shows you where she's at. She's still got someone in charge of her, and she's, what, 35, 38 maybe?
Yep. God, I'm surprised this wasn't bigger news in Switzerland.
Yeah.
They love Kevin Federline over there.
You really had to read the story to know Kevin called the cops on him. That kind of got pushed to the side.
Yeah.
So Kevin called the cops. He got in trouble because he was arguing with, you know, his grandson, Sean.
But Kevin got in trouble or Jamie got in trouble?
No, Jamie got in trouble.
Okay.
And he can't be around the kids. He can't be in charge of Britney anymore. And now somebody else is going to be in charge of Britney. Jodie Montgomery. It's her longtime care manager, quote unquote, whatever that means. So she is going to be in charge of everything that has to do with Britney, whether it's medical stuff, treating her, communicating with her, getting her expert medical personnel, all this stuff. She is now in charge of Britney. I really am fascinated by this. Like, I'm like, what has Britney got going on that she still needs someone to be in charge of her?
Yeah.
That's not being treated.
Her net worth, $215 million.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more than that, honestly.
Well,
it's Britney
that would have been a lot 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Now it's billions to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if Oprah can maintain that with a normal head.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she should read Oprah's book club and she'd be more centered. I'm just saying.
The key to Britney's independence is Oprah's book club. You heard it here first.
See?
I'm just saying.
The other thing was, coping skill, Britney might look for some.
You weren't here yesterday, Allie. Gibbons and I were talking about her psychiatrist passed away suddenly.
Mm.
Yes. Over the weekend.
Yep.
Which I don't think that's a bad thing because it didn't turn out she was on all the wrong meds anyway.
I don't know.
That was what recently happened. They took her off all her meds because she was like, they said she was losing it because she was on everything wrong. And as soon as they switched it up, it got better, which is a thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're Britney. You don't have the best care. Like, nobody.
Top notch.
How long did it take them to realize it was your meds?
Britney, I would think, would have 6 or 7 different psychiatrists, like, very meticulously going through her things to making sure she's, you know, the way she needs to
but
be.
See, and that's us assuming they have all these crazy things. And they're just, that's like us assuming they have drivers when they go out to dinner. And they're just like, we're just living our regular life like you. We have one driver.
Fact. Stars have mental health issues as well.
Yes.
Problem getting access to it as well, it sounds like.
Sad.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 741 in the books.
Woo!
You can get it at 1037kissfm.com. What did we learn on the show this morning, huh? I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
I learned that Gibbons snapped on his neighbor, who was basically micromanaging how he was mowing the grass.
Not basically, absolutely.
And asking him to do other things while he was mowing the grass. And he snapped on her. He lost his mind. He started screaming at her, told her to shut the F up and go away. And the landlord called and said, hey, you tell her what you have to, man.
Craziness,
man. You tell her what you have to, man.
Welcome to duplex living.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Move the gutter thing. I moved it. Can you help me with the yard work? No, I can't help you with the
yard
work.
I feel like duplex living would be worse than apartment living.
It is worse because there's one person you're dealing with. In an apartment, you could avoid them and see multiple people. In a duplex, you can't run.
You can blame someone else in an apartment. That wasn't me.
You park right next to them for crying out loud in the damn duplex.
You have the same address, essentially.
Yes.
You're in the same house.
Oh, it's fun. though. It's no,
I'm sure.
Gave her my gave her the business.
That
so
was
fun.
A lie. See, the way he just said it's fun, that was a bunch of
it's
BS.
It's fun.
That much was... like Riggs' rant about it, what I learned today. How great his mother-in-law is and how wonderful they're doing.
Oh. Yes.
You're both full of it. Congrats.
It started on a terrible. Tuesday. Yes. She canceled our hotel room. In
the shame.
That the second you were about to check in.
Exactly as we were checking in. She said, I'm not going to stay here. It's too loud, too noisy. Got another hotel room. But she understood at the end of the day, which was...
she understood. Once everything was calm and taken care of, she calmed down.
Yes.
Good
job.
Sounds
losing
like the
my
classic control freak. Hell, I do that. I freak out, and then when everything's fine, I'm like, you know, I shouldn't have overreacted.
It's not that bad.
It's the classic control freak way
See?
Of life.
Uh-huh.
No, really, it is.
I know.
I'm
totally.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie had a rash or
yes,
has a rash.
Has.
She's
has.
Got a cream for that, and it's all going to get taken care of. We still don't 100% know where it came from.
We know exactly. It's a yeast infection on my leg.
But
yeast,
what infection?
Yeast. That's what I told you. You get it in any moist area. So like you yeah. can get it on your armpits and like if you have a roll on your tummy, you can get it in like skin folds.
She was also rubbing ciabatta bread on her legs too.
I was rubbing
helped.
A lot of rolls on my leg.
I've also
bread that's why
I have seen
lots
this
of yeast.
I have seen this rash. Allie, you showed me the rash off on the air.
It
actually,
looks like it was. I went swimming and didn't take my suit off for 2 days.
It yeah. looks like there were things going on in places, and that maybe a beard brushed up against you is all
there
I'm saying.
No beard
that's all I'm saying, bro.
Me, you sickos.
All I'm saying.
Catch up with all of this madness online at 1037kissfm.com. Tomorrow morning, by the way, another chance at Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:20.
Yeah.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.